From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea fired what appeared to be another intercontinental ballistic missile, analysts said reached about 4,500 kilometers in altitude and flew nearly 1,000 kilometers before crashing within Japan's exclusive economic zone. It was the first missile launch since mid-September and brought this response from President Donald Trump.
A missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I will only tell you that we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a long discussion on it. It is a situation that we will handle.
Mr. Trump also conferred with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Defense Chief Mattis called the North missile testing a global threat.
It went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could threaten everywhere in the world, basically.
Analysts said on a normal trajectory, the missile could reach most of the U.S. North Korea continues to conduct nuclear missile testing in defiance of U.N. Security Council sanctions. The council is set to meet later Wednesday on the matter. Following the launch, South Korea conducted a missile firing test, President Moon Jae-in warning the situation could get out of control. Uhuru Kenyatta was sworn in Tuesday for a second term as Kenya's president, vowing to unite all Kenyans after a divisive election season that saw the Supreme Court nullify results of an August election followed by an October rerun.
I undertake today to be the custodian of the dreams of all and to be the keeper of the aspirations of those who voted for me and those who did not.
The October election was boycotted by the opposition. Leader Raila Odinga vowed to have his own inaugural ceremony December 12. This is VOA News. In remarks Tuesday here in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. and its European allies recognize the active threat of a recently resurgent Russia, that Washington has strengthened its deterrence and defense commitment in Europe against Moscow. Tillerson said the key is resolving the fighting in Ukraine.
What I've said to the Russians is we're never going to get this relationship back to normal until we solve Ukraine. It just sits there as an enduring obstacle.
The secretary is scheduled to meet with foreign ministers from the North Atlantic Council and Organization for Security and Cooperation during his trip to Europe next week. A U.S. jury in Washington Tuesday acquitted Ahmed Abu Qatala of murder in the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, 5 years ago that killed four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens. But he was convicted on 4 of 18 counts, including conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists. Qatala was the first person to be tried in connection with the 2012 attack. He faces up to 45 years in prison. The U.S. Tuesday threatened more action against the government of South Sudan if it doesn't end 4 years of violence and allow U.N. peacekeepers to do their job. Nikki Haley's the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
Words are no longer sufficient. The United States is prepared to pursue additional measures against the government, or any party for that matter, if they do not act to end the violence and ease the suffering in South Sudan.
The Trump administration imposed sanctions on South Sudan in September, targeting two senior officials and a former army chief. But any push for U.N. action could face resistance from Russia, which holds veto power. Last year, a U.S. effort to impose an arms embargo failed. Pope Francis held his first public mass in Myanmar Wednesday, also known as Burma, called on his audience to be instruments of peace and reconciliation.
So che molti in Myanmar portano le ferite della violenza.
Francis said many in Myanmar bear the wounds of violence, both visible and invisible. He said healing can come from anger and revenge, but that's not the way of Jesus. An estimated 150,000 turned out at a Yangon park for the mass. Tuesday, the Pope told State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi the country's future lay in respecting the rights of all people, although he didn't mention the Rohingya Muslims, who have fled by the hundreds of thousands amid a security crackdown. Indonesian authorities shut its international airport on the tourist island of Bali for a third day in a row because of a plume of volcanic ash from Mount Agung. The airport, Indonesia's second largest, will remain closed to flights until at least early Thursday. U.S. stocks surged Tuesday to record highs as Congress makes progress on tax reform. The benchmark Dow Jones Index closing up nearly 256 points to 23,836. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.